News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There could be major windswept storms, maybe sandstorms, through the early part of this weekend in parts of the Rocky Mountain Desert in the U.S. The National Weather Service calling for Saturday's winds in Nevada and Utah to hit 60 miles per hour or more. Forecasters calling for localized wind bursts of hurricane strength in some places on Saturday. There are also blizzard and winter weather warnings in much of the mountainous regions nearby. At the same time, a wildfire continues raging out of control in Texas. It has recently become the largest ever in that state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire in the northern Texas panhandle has burned over 1 million acres and is only 3% contained. There's a lot of political action at the Texas-Mexico border Thursday. USA's John Schaefer explains.
President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Trump met with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and held a rally in Eagle Pass.
Very dangerous border. We're going to take care of it. Thank you.
That rally at a riverfront park, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle against illegal immigration. In Brownsville, Biden urged GOP lawmakers to approve a bipartisan border security deal.
A person who's thinking about entering the United States understands that cases to be decided in a few weeks or months instead of 5 to 7 years. They're less likely to come in the first place.
Just like that, former President Trump is back on the primary ballot in Illinois thanks to an appeal filed Thursday. It comes in the wake of an Illinois circuit judge's ruling to exclude Trump from that state's primary ballot later on this month. Judge Tracy Roberts said in her ruling that she was compelled to agree with the Colorado State Supreme Court, placing Trump in violation of the Civil War era 14th Amendment insurrection ban on U.S. political candidates. The judge's order was paused until the Appellate Court of Illinois hands down a final order on the matter. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Average number of monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning that any deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict. During his annual State of the Nation address, Putin asserted that Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. However, he dismissed claims of Russia planning an assault on Europe as nonsense. Putin emphasized the grave threat posed by the potential for conflict involving nuclear weapons, which could result in the destruction of civilization. Former President Donald Trump thanking U.S. Supreme Court justices for agreeing to hear arguments in his immunity claims case over charges he interfered in U.S. government election proceedings after November 2020. He expressed gratitude via Truth Social this week after the High Court decided Wednesday to hear his immunity argument and make a ruling. The election case is currently on hold, so no trial can happen until the immunity issue is resolved. The Supreme Court hearing will take place the week of April 22nd. It could take several months to resolve the issue. Not all flowers smell sweet. Corey Myers has more.
Crowds are gathering once again to inhale the vile smell of a rotting corpse, just the Amorphophallus titanium, otherwise known as the corpse flower. It's an endangered tropical flower that only blooms once every 7 to 10 years for 1 to 3 days, releasing a pungent odor when it opens to attract flies to pick up some of its pollen and spread it around.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.